paper coming?
It's coming.
Freddie, the page is blank.
There's a problem with you non-writers. You think writing is putting words on paper. It's a very cerebral process. It's all up here.
Well, unless you plan on leaving your head on Dr. Foster's desk tomorrow, I suggest you take it from there and put it down there.
I'm just fine, Julissa. Oh. It's exactly how Hemingway used to write. He used to sit in cafes for hours, sipping wine and observing life's moving canvas.
You know, Hemingway flunked out of Hillman. He did. Instead of going to class, he sat right at this very table, just watching folks go by.
You can't force inspiration. I'm waiting for my muse, my inspiration.
Well, I suggest you start without her.
Hey, man, when I asked you to take my clothes to the cleaners, I thought you understood that I wanted them clean. The cleaners is cleaned out. The place is gone. I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Tom waits for no man or his underwear. They're leveling the entire mall.
Not Rainey's too, man.
Day after tomorrow, that restaurant will be a hickory smoke pile of memories.
Uh-oh.
2 weeks from now, the block won't even smell like barbecue sauce anymore.
How could Ray do this to us?
The man is 72 years old, going to Florida to live with his mother.
You know what we're gonna do wrong?
What?
We're gonna call Renee's right now and order every last slab he's got, even a skinny little grizzly one.
Oh, I love those!
Yeah. Tonight we will host the first and last Renee's Memorial Pig-Out Party. Black tie optional.
How's your day going?
Oh, pretty good. I got an A on my business management case.
Good.
And my sister just wrote me her baby cut a new tooth. Walter, what is that?
Mr. Leroy's hot sauce. I never leave home without it.
So you just buy food to have some place to put your sauce?
Mr. Leroy's is like a snake charmer to the food. It coaxes the flavor out. It's also the secret ingredient in all my cookies.
Cookies? Now, Walter, you know the only time you use your oven is to dry your nasty socks.
Well, that shows you how much you know about me. You are dining with a world-class gourmet chef.
Did you know that every time you lie, you shorten your life?
Well, I can see the only way to close your mouth is put one of my entrees in it. Saturday, my place, I will cook you a 5-course gourmet meal with a side order of crow.
What?
Letty, you've got to help me. I can't even boil water.
Any idiot can boil water.
Not if they don't have a pot.
Don't you think Julissa would respect you more if you just told her you can't cook?
I don't want her respect. I want her to be wrong.
Walter, people study cooking for years. I can't turn you into a gourmet chef overnight.
You don't have to. You got until Saturday.
Coming. Verna!
Oh, I'm not staying. I've just brought these towels over here. Velma picked up at the white sale.
Oh, you didn't have to bring those over.
Well, that's what I told Velma.
What you doing here? I need a favor.
Don't loan this boy money.
Walter's promised Julissa a gourmet meal, and he wants me to teach him to cook it.
Well, with all due respect, what does she know about food? She lived in France. Now, you can't even taste the food there. They drown everything in sauce.
Some of the finest chefs in the world come from France.
Mm-hmm, and they're all men. Now, what you need is something that sticks to your bones, like good meatloaf.
Oh. With all due respect, Vernon, foul meatloaf never won, fair maiden.
Oh, now, she don't know what she's talking about. The night Velma had my meatloaf, she proposed to me. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I just got to walk in the house with a couple of pounds of ground round, and she starts acting real nice. It could work that way for you, too. I like meatloaf. Well, every woman does. And it's a lot better than serving midget chicken wearing ankle socks.
Walter, in the next 3 days, I will teach you how to prepare a few simple gourmet dishes that will have Julissa whispering French in your ears.
Oh, the only thing Julissa's going to whisper in his ear is, "Where's the milk of magnesia?"
Don't start, don't say one word. I am going to eat this pizza and enjoy it.
I'm finishing my workout. I'm not even paying attention to you.
Good.
But gee, it's your own business. Even if it's gonna kill you.
I thought you said you weren't gonna say anything.
I said nothing. Nothing that the American Heart Association hasn't said time and time again.
This health kick was your New Year's resolution. I mean, why don't you break it like everybody else?
Well, isn't that the difference between me and everybody else? I have willpower, moral fiber. In fact, I've increased my fiber intake by 23%. I've never been so regular in all my life. Oh! Oh! What's wrong?
Oh! It's not fair. How can Hemingway and O'Neill keep turning out ream after ream of brilliant prose?
They had to do something in between drinks.
My brain has become a vast wasteland.
Why wait until tomorrow? Why don't I just go to Dr. Foster and get my zero nap?
Oh, they're having a party at McGlurkin in a half an hour. All invited.
Oh, dancing is very good for your cardiovascular system.
But that's the only reason why I'm going. What about you, Brad?
I'm never going to have another creative thought as long as I live. I am burnt out at 17 and a half.
Freddie, come on. You can't let Dr. Foster intimidate you like this.
It's not him.
It's the big fat D he put on my last paper.
Along with the words, flat, uninspired, and hackneyed.
What you need is a break. I mean, come to the party. Maybe you can get your creative juices flowing.
Why not? I'm just chasing my own tail.
Let somebody else chase it.
Now the party can start.
The room was electric. The women walked into the party, each with her own agenda. The men had a touch of wicked about them.
Sounds like something you read in a checkout stand.
Where is that four-eyed fool? You know he's probably behind a tree sucking the sauce out of his fingernail.
The ribs have arrived. Time to grow.
You said there was a party. You said nothing about ribs.
I'm sorry, I didn't request a menu.
Do you know how much fat and salt is in one tiny slab of ribs? It makes pizza look like health food.
Honey mustard. Brown sugar swimming in molasses.
Randall, let's boogie.
Hey, on the way back here, did you drop Renee off in Florida?
You're gonna thank me in a minute.
I'm gonna knock you out in a minute if these ribs are cold.
Behold, nectar of the gods.
Where did you get this?
Renee's isn't the only establishment that's biting the dust. We're also bidding a fond farewell to Zircon Liquors. Don't worry, they just look expensive. Man, don't worry, they just look expensive.
Man, if Walter finds this with history.
Walter is gone for the evening, ergo, we are free to partake of these exotic elixirs. Boysenberry schnapps. Sounds European.
Which one should we put in the punch?
All of them.
Let's start with the blue.
Go, Randall! Go, Randall! Randall, rock the hat!
Everybody, may I have your... Yo, Kim. Everybody, may I have your attention, please? Everybody, take a rip. Now, tonight, we are saying goodbye to a legend, a Hillman Shrine, Renee's Barbecue and Takeout. Hello. Now, we all have our own personal little memories of Renee's. I bounced my very first check there. Join with me now as we raise our ribs in tribute to Renee, the man, the place, the rib.
To Renee!
Good riddance to Renee's and his greasy sticks of death.
This party is a movable feast. Ooh, that's good.
That's Hemingway.
Fine. Then it's a veritable cornucopia of earthly delight. That's Brooks. Pure Brooks. Is this party a veritable cornucopia of earthly delights full of Bacchanalian revelers?
My muse is back.
I wish Dr. Foster was here.
Then he'd see you trite, uninspired, hacky, hacky.
Whoa! Freddy, are you okay?
I am exactly fine. I've got the muse in me.
Walter, what's happening, man? What you doing here?
I believe I live here.
No, yeah, but don't you live at the far, far end of the hall?
Well, thanks for the directions.
Okay.
You know, I'm thirsty.
Thirsty?
Oh, real thirsty.
Real thirsty?
I believe I had some punch.
Oh, no, it's very flat.
Yeah. I like it like that.
Punch bowl, that's the sterno for the ribs.
You all are in real trouble. Huge trouble. And you're in extra special trouble for being stupid. Dump it in a toxic waste zone.
Oh, no, no, no. Stay. Have fun tonight.
Because tomorrow, fun will be a distant memory.
I'll just get myself a rib.
And the rest of this sterno.
Well, Randall and I had a fine time, and we didn't have to poison ourselves with that everything but the kitchen sink punch.
Hey, there's a great DJ over at Grapevine's Alley.
I've got my boogity boogity shoes on.
Walter's gone for the evening. We get to drink these exotic elixirs. Occasionally, a man makes a mistake. You always have to be that man. Oh, everybody, don't go. Adopt the rib. Maybe a slab.
Well, you ready to go back?
No. I think I'll just stay and help clean up.
Okay, see ya.
Okay.
Walter, don't beat the dough. Roll it.
Come in.
I'm not staying.
Oh, Vernon.
I just come to see how you're doing with Mission Impossible.
Walter's doing just fine. In fact, he has exceeded my expectations. What are you doing? What are those red streaks doing in my pastry?
It's my secret ingredient, Mr. Leroy's hot sauce.
I told you to put that away.
This gonna be more fun than watching wrestling on TV.
Thank you, O Muse, conductor on the train to the subconscious. All aboard!
Stay there, big fella.
Walker.
Hi, Alice.
You see Mr. Langston Hughes? Oh, he's over there?
I didn't know he moved.
I am sailing to Byzantium.
What are you doing up there?
Shh. This is a library.
Right, come on, Freddy. Get down. Come on down. Come on down.
Catch me if I fall.
Yes, Freddy. Just come on, please.
I love you, Dwayne.
I love you too, Freddy.
No. No. I really love you.
I know.
From the first moment I saw you, I said, I love him, I want him, I need him.
Yeah, we're going to sit down.
Oh, at last, my heart is light. Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Oh, Freddy, no!
The hollandaise has come along just fine. It hasn't curdled yet.
That's good, because you've used my last egg.
All that heavy sauce makes a person crabby. That's what's wrong with the French. I know, because I worked with him. His name was Guy, but he called himself Guy. Now, that is...
Vernon! I have a headache.
It's probably from being around all that heavy sauce. A moment of truth.
Salmon in
even looks like a fish.
Yes, in its very own special way.
It's beautiful. And excuse me.
You know, I didn't want to hurt that boy's feelings, but that fish looks like a dog.
What? What is it?
Here, eat this.
What is it?
It's your gourmet meal, and it's getting cold.
Aren't you 2 days early?
Well, you can't keep good cooking to a calendar. Besides, I don't think I can make it again.
Walter, there's something very attractive about a man who knows his way around the kitchen.
And the kitchen's not even my best room.
Gonna give me a heart attack with all that fat. I'm a strong woman. I'm a fine woman.
Brainerd's gone, leave me alone.
She's heavy for a little thing. I told you we should have left her in the library. She'd have woke up eventually. Oh, God, we just got here. Let me take her in.
Walter!
What happened to her?
Oh, I don't know. We just found her in the library.
Working on her paper.
Yeah, poor kid's really tired.
We'll just put her to bed and be on our way.
We'll be going now.
Before you toodle. Now, I know this might sound silly, but by any chance, was Freddie drinking?
What makes you say that?
Oh, the room is spinning.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, but we did a good thing here, Walter. We rescued this poor child.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Now, the way I see it is, if you hadn't gone down to Zircon Liquors for that fire sale, she wouldn't be in this condition.
Oh, please. Just let me make it through tonight. I swear I'll never touch this stuff again.
You know, I think Freddie's been drinking.
Does your mama like you? Meet me in my room in 10 minutes.
You're not the fish! Don't give her the
Good morning. It's a beautiful day, and how are you? Is it that bad?
Oh, it's worse. Now I know what it feels like to be embalmed. So, Lisa, what happened last night? The last thing I remember is sticking my head in a big fish.
Big fish en croûte, and Walter may never speak to you again.
Walter? What did I do to Walter?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
I may not live that long.
You may not want to, but I think you will.
So what should I do?
First of all, we're going to get you out of these stinky clothes, and you will promise to never snuggle up with Brother Booze ever again.
No, that's wrong. Brother Booze was a big help last night. Mm-hmm. He got me over my writer's block, held my pen steady. Last night, I wrote brilliantly. I couldn't stop myself. The words just flowed right out of me.
So you got your paper done.
Molecules scramble eggs. Somewhere in China, elephants tiptoe across a courtyard, picking up loose change, yin, yin, yang. Oh, no. Lisa, you gotta call Dr. Foster. Tell him I don't have my paper. Tell him that the dog ate it.
Freddie, we don't have a dog.
Well, tell him that you ate it, please. Oh, my knees. I can't end this paper, and if I do, it'll be the end of my career as a writer.
It may be the beginning of your career as a student writer. Now, come on. We are going to get you in the shower and off to your 8 o'clock class. It's phys ed. that, isn't it? You'll be bouncing up and down on the trampoline.
I hate you.